This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa bihi nasta'in wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala afdalil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Allahumma aj'alna minhum. Amma ba'du, my beloved sisters, primarily today we're addressing the sisters and my dear brothers who may listen to this as well. The best word in existence is none other than the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way to learn is to commence by learning who is Allah, what is the message of Allah, what does He require of us, how should I worship Allah, who has He sent to us, what did He send to us, and what does He want from me? Why did He make me on this earth? And the best answers to those questions are from the Quran itself, which is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no better word in existence than the Quran, and we could never have occupied ourselves with something better than the Quran itself. So the Prophet ﷺ tells us, خَيْرُكُمْ, which means the best from amongst you, مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, are those who learn the Qur'an and teach it. You know, we've been going through tough times the last almost 2 years, have been filled with days of hardship, difficulty, loss of life, loss of jobs, loss of health, lots of different things, but we need to continue to understand that we are the creatures of Allah. He brought us into existence on earth and He will take us away when He wants. And when He takes us away, no matter when He takes us away, what is of essence is that He be pleased with us. He takes you away now, before marriage, after marriage, young age, old age, middle age, whatever it may be, good health, not good health. If Allah is pleased with you, there is nothing more that you actually need. But what we also need to know, my beloved sisters, is that while learning this Quran, we achieve a great reward because we're doing something that Allah wants us to do. Allah accepts you to do things. Allah helps you occupy yourself with certain things. He guides you towards certain things based on your genuineness, your sincerity, and your struggle towards something. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who are struggling in our cause, we will guide them. We will actually guide them to our paths. We'll guide them to the way. If you are striving to come towards Allah, Allah will open your doors. And if you are not striving, not searching, not bothered, how do you expect your doors to open? So I want to congratulate the sisters from this beautiful sisters learning program known as Tadabbur al-Quran that has been going on for a long time, this batch that we have at the moment. Congratulations to you. You are about to graduate or have just graduated, spending the better part of 2 years studying the word of Allah, trying to understand it and achieving an introduction to the meanings of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ponder over its verses based on the verse أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Will they not ponder very deeply over the Qur'an? This happens to be in more than one place in the Qur'an. So, as much as we know there are so many other important things to do in life, the most important thing is to understand who is Allah. You'll find that in the Qur'an. Why He made me, you'll find that in the Qur'an. What He wants from me, you'll find that in the Qur'an. How I should lead my life, you'll find that in the Qur'an. How He wants to be worshipped, you'll find that in the Qur'an. The messengers He sent, why He sent them, what did He send them with, and what does He want from us to be able to receive that message, in what way? So all this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was told about this a long time back, and I've been following, not in a great way, but in a small way. Always happy to hear the progress, simply because there is a lot that goes into this. Effort from everyone, from the top to the bottom. those who prepare, those who teach, those who learn, those who spread it, those who put it into practice, and from all of us. So I want to encourage you to continue further. Continue to swim. Al-ilmu bahrun la sahila lah. Knowledge is an ocean that has no coast. So continue to swim and don't stop. And those of us who have not yet commenced, I promise you, you won't regret it. Ask the sisters who have already completed. How is this course, Tadabbur al-Qur'an? And you'll come to realize it's a beautiful point of learning. We recognize Allah. What more do you want? Once you understand who is Allah, what He wants from us, imagine your life begins to flow. You achieve contentment. These are tough days. People have lost a lot. But we have gained, always. You can never lose with Allah. Even if your entire family, your property, your health, everything has deteriorated or gone or lost, in the eyes of Allah, that's not a loss if you've gained Allah. So spend your days wisely. The methods of learning and teaching have changed, but the contents don't change. The way we might want to express a message might change, but the message itself is the same. You know, fulfill your five salah, worship Allah alone. That's a statement. How someone words that to you may differ. But the message is the same. It should primarily lead you to worshipping Allah alone and to fulfilling your duties unto Allah. And that's what we've achieved. So may Allah help us to practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in your homes, your families. Many of you come from different homes. To teach it is not a joke. To communicate it to your family is not easy. It takes time. And it's actually quite difficult. I'm at a time zone which is very different from yours. So you find, I'm so happy to be a part of this beautiful event. Even though I may be tired, even though it may be an awkward time for me. But I'm very happy to have been able to reach out to you even with a short message. So remember, don't sit with what you have. Teach it to others. And inshallah, the struggles that you've been through, the hardship, you know, day in, day out, subhanallah, making it to the lessons, be it on Zoom, meaning online, or in person at times, whatever it may be, that is the dedication to Allah. It will not go to waste. All of this has come to fruition where we have graduated today, but we want Allah to graduate us on the day of Qiyamah with Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. May Allah gather us with those whom He loves, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us every goodness. Those who have thought up the idea of this entire learning program, Tadabbur al-Quran, many other programs, but this particular one, as well as those who are part of the preparation, part of the teaching, part of the encouraging, part of the learning, and part of the families who have made it possible for us to learn. May Allah reward everyone in an equal way and in a multiplied way. Ameen. Ameen Ya Rabbi. And I want to encourage you once again to say, don't stop here. Let's continue. What we have right now is just the key to the door of learning. And we're opening it. So let's continue to learn. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us and our shortcomings and grant us ease. You know, we should work in a way that when you get tired, you are tired having used your energy in the right things. Imagine people get tired in the wrong things, and we are asking Allah to get us tired in the right things so that our energies can have been used to serve Allah, to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless every one of you. Aqulu qawli hadha. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.